The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Today, believe it or not, is the 29th of December, 2016. Now, everyone knows we are the Alpha Male Radio. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com and download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle and the 30-day program, one to get you thinking, the other one to get you moving. That's what it's all about. Also, too, go out to motivationandmuscle.com/podcast. We got our good friend Powell Veduto on today. Go out and just look at the shows Powell and I have done together. There's just so many out there. We got close to at least about 1,000 podcasts right now. And you name it, it's out there. So check all that out. Also, too, as everyone knows, we are asking for donations here to the show. I've never been shy about, you know, saying things about what's going on here. We are in a major growth spurt. It costs a lot of money to run this show. I get nothing but great accolades from everybody out there, and I appreciate all that. But anything that you can contribute to the show would be very much appreciated right now as we grow our funding and we just keep getting bigger and bigger, and I want to go into a national radio show, and I plan on doing that. 2017 is going to be when the dam breaks here, and it's got multiple holes with water running through it right now. Get ready, because it's only going to get bigger and better. So anything you donate, you can go right out to motivationmuscle.com, hit the donate button. If you have a PayPal account, you're all set, and away we go. Before I bring Powell in, I've been reading little excerpts out of books, and this is going into everything we're going to talk about, because we're going to give some final thoughts of ours for 2016, and I'm sure we'll branch into 2017 a little bit. But this is from John Wooden's book, Coach John Wooden with Steve Jamison. I've been reading this a lot. I love this verse. It's called The Opinion of Others. Do not become too concerned about what others may think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. Too often we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe in, and are you willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. And I'll add a thing my dad says, and we say it on the show at the end. Be a leader, not a follower. And I'm going to read another line very quickly, and we'll bring Powell in. It's from Of Stones and Strength, Steve Jack and the late Peter Martin. Awesome guy. You talk about two great men. This is from the chapter 33 of The Sons of Sisyphus, and it goes like this. Steve and I talked about this on our show a few weeks ago. The struggle itself toward the heights is enough to fill a man's heart. Think about that, everybody, and we might even hit upon that. But as I said, we got our good friend Powell Veduto on here. We haven't had him on here in a while. There's been a lot of stuff going on here, but we're back, and I'm going to give you a little information on this gentleman. Number one, he is the CEO of Tengu Fitness AS, head coach and co-founder of the innovative system Art of Functional Movement, Circular Strength Training. He's an instructor. He's a kettlebell level 2 instructor. He's a Nuda Filipino boxing, I hope I got this right, Cal Rodman apprentice instructor, and a background. And you're going to have to tell me this. Kyokushin Karate, is that correct?
Kyokushin Karate, yeah.
Okay, and kickboxing, FMA. So, with all that, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you here, man. We had talked a little bit before we came on. Anything I missed, please put it out. Give everybody your websites, and we're going to kick right into some of our thoughts for 16.
And that's what we've been talking about, the things that's happening. Actually, my website is still old. I haven't got a new one. So my website is www.tengu.no. So if you guys want to have more info, it's all there. It's all there. It's going to be a new website in 2017. Still waiting for it. So, yeah.
I love it. It's a great thing. You know, those two, the one line I read, especially by Steve Jack, and obviously opinions, you and I deal with that stuff a lot. Right now, if you haven't read anything or seen it out on Facebook, Powell unfortunately tore a bicep. I've been there. A lot of us guys have been there. And, you know, when we're talking about final thoughts for 2016, as we move into 2017, we've just laid a bunch of stuff on the ground here. We talked a little bit about his injury, but I want him, if you're comfortable with it, Powell, let's just talk about a little bit of that and your thoughts. I mean, you know, the end of the year, this happened. You've been extremely busy like all of us. You're a warrior through and through. I make no bones about that. And I hope when I come to Scotland next year, we can meet, because I'm hoping to do that trip from Iceland, Scotland, and Wales is going to be a two-week adventure. So I'm hoping at some point, because there's a number of gentlemen over there that said, when you get over there, please contact us. We'd like to meet. And I'm going to do everything within my power to do that. But, you know, we're getting near the end of the year. You've had a hell of a year. I mean, I see your stuff out on Facebook all the time. We've spoken in the past a number of times on shows. Tell me, you know, none of us ever expect stuff like this to happen. So this happened to you, right? I mean, what was the initial? I know it's a shock because I know how I felt. What was the initial shock? And right now, at the end of the year, I know we're all planning for a big year next year. How are we going to go in and deal with this from the ending to next year now?
I mean, we never can, you know, expect something like that to happen, because we think we are, you know, bulletproof and nothing's gonna break us. But as my doctor said, your body is not exactly looking at the things you do 24/7 as a recovery. It is a training, even though you don't think it is a training, it's still a training. So the sum of all the repetitions that you do throughout the day, it's gonna affect some, you know, it's gonna cause some wear and tear in your tendons, and that's what happened, really. Yeah. It shouldn't happen, because the technique was clean, and yep. I have it on video, and the weight was like a baby weight. I just wanted to show the extension and mace extension to the client and to the student, yep. And you know, I just heard the I think it was the most gross sound ever. It was like yep. something like that.
Yep.
And then my tendon rolled down and my bicep rolled up, and yep. that's what it is. And it was actually no pain involved.
Nope.
Right. Same there.
Yep.
Because tendon is there is no nerve connections there. So the pain was like in the night. And I went to the hospital the day after, and they just said, you know, if you're sitting behind the desk, you probably wouldn't fix it, but I strongly recommend that, you know, supination action in your elbow, that was absent, and yep. then flexion was actually drawn from the shoulder. So if I didn't fix that, I would probably have problems with any T holds with the clubs and all that. So
yep.
so I actually got it fixed like 1 week after,
yep.
and now I'm just slowly recovering. Off painkillers, and everything is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the end of the day, it just stopped me a little bit, but I do all my classes and I do all my PT sessions, and everything is all right.
Well, I think doing that too is good for you.
I would be dying on the sofa.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I hate being at home. So.
Well, the worst thing that happens to you that creeps in is you start getting doubt, and you start wondering, is this thing ever going to be the same again? I can remember the first time I did a barbell curl.
Mm.
I remember I put the bar down super fast after I did it and said, is my arm all right? After that, it was over. I didn't even worry about it anymore. It's the initial hit that's going to be, yeah. Are you going to rise or fall? And, you know, guys like us, let's face it, you know, we live for this stuff. I mean, I've said on so many shows, this is, you know, other than having a great family, and I still do, getting into the weights and every other thing here was definitely by far the best thing I've ever done in my life. And this is the reason why I'm here speaking with this gentleman this morning and all the mm-hmm. other people associated with the show, because of this drive, this tenacity, the ability to always want to be my very best. And as we go through 2016 and coming to the end of it, there's a number of things I'd love to say, and there's a number of things that if I do say it, I'm probably going to get myself in trouble. But I am going to tell you, there are many, many good things going on here, and I should say even great things. But we've had our share of things here that, and I told Powell some of the things before we came on that I am not very happy with. Now, this is business. This is life. But if I can tell people out there this, just be very careful who you do business with if you have a business like we do with fitness or any business. I know you can never be 100% bulletproof, but believe me, you're going to pay for it if you don't. And you're going to pay for it not only out of your pocket, but you're going to pay for it with your time. If you're as driven as I am, you're going to be one pissed off guy. And I'll tell you right now, I think Powell can attest to this. I think the way we're set up, one thing I know, especially the last few months, I have no patience at all. None. And I think I've always been that to a point. I know when to step back. I don't want to say I'm always like getting ready to run through a plate glass window. That's not it at all. But I have such high standards and expectations for myself, for the show, and obviously the people that I'm intertwined with, that when something goes over the edge and you can't reel it in and you have no control over it, you got one or two points. Well, you got it. You're going to have to recover quick from it, and you're going to have to go out and set the tone to make the modifications and the remedy to fix it. This isn't always easy. So that's where we've hit on, I guess if you want to use a negative note, that might be it. But you know something? This is why I can come on radio here and talk to people about this. Entrepreneurs, business people, all over the world who listen to this show, I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to get into any specifics right now, but be very careful who you trust your business to. And I mean very careful. There's questions you want to ask, and I will tell you this. This will be one of the biggest things I will give you for 2016. If you are building websites and you want to do some marketing with somebody who does this stuff, don't fall for, I need the $1,500 or $3,000 up front. This is what I'll advise you to do, because this is the only way I do it now. Get a project. Say you want to build a landing page for a coach's page, okay? Make sure you have all your film, everything you need to give to this man or woman to do. Tell them what they're going to charge, and that's all you pay them. You don't get into the $3,000, $2,000 stuff. Say to build a landing page with all the stuff you want on it, it's $500. I do now where it's like, I'll give you a third of it. And if they balk at it or give you a hard time or say, well, I'm going to tell you right now, sever the tie. Don't take the chance, because I don't care if it's $1,000, $500, or $10,000. You can get burned so bad you'll be out of business. That's the biggest gift I'm going to give you as far as an entrepreneur side goes. On the other side of the coin, the talking, the speaking, having everybody on here, wanting to go away for sure next year to go lift big stones in Scotland, Iceland, Wales, hopefully meeting people like Powell, all that. All these things are in gear right now. Life couldn't be better. The believing of the growth of the company, the speed this company's growing, the work that's being done, all the stuff behind the scenes, I'm telling you right now, you couldn't have a better life. I don't care what happens. Bicep tears, I got it. All that stuff. We both have had them. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to give it right to you, sir, in a moment. I'll tell you right now, I am one of the most blessed people in the world. And I'm never going to look down on it. We all go through a ton of bullshit to get great at what we want to do. But the thing I'm trying to preserve for everybody here, I don't want to see you get nailed like I did more than once. I can't help you with every mistake in life, but if I can save you a bundle of money and give you a bundle of knowledge, I got it. So that's what I will give you for 16. It's all yours, brother.
Thank you. I think... in the future, we want our companies to grow, because there are some roles, some things we do, we're not exactly, you know, prone to. We're not good at, but we just don't like doing it, right? So like me and invoicing, I just hate doing it. I hate calling people and ask them, could you please pay for training?
Yeah.
Right? Because I really want to have one guy sitting there and making these phones, because my role is supposed to be supportive and supposed to be coach, right?
Yeah.
Giving care and knowledge, and that's what I'm good at. I'm not really, you know, I'm forcing myself to be a good businessman, and I think I'm like a pretty decent one, but there is no passion there, you know. I'm really passionate about training and about fixing people's lives, but not exactly about taking their money. And I really want to outsource it and give it to somebody else.
Yep.
So that's fair enough. That's why I grow my company, to actually do what I want to do, not do what I have to do, right? That's how it looks like.
I'll tell you what. Here's the whole thing with business. In my case, I want to have a thumb on it all the time. I mean, I don't know if I'm always going to be able to, because there's so many other things pulling you in multiple directions. And I'm with you with the money thing, because, you know, when I had a job where I was making $80,000 a year, I used to train people for free. I like doing that. But you know what? I have to make a living now. And I'm living living a very Spartan life. I'm not complaining about it, but I put out a ton for everybody. And when I ask for money, I don't feel bad about it anymore, because, you know, we're delivering the most superior podcast, in my opinion, out there. I've heard that from multiple people. This isn't my words. I've heard from people vocally how much they like me. They like my personality. You know, I've had people that have been in the business for 50 years that said I'm the best guy they've ever heard on the radio. Improving every day. I don't take anything for granted. I'm very serious at what I do, but we have a good time on this show. Ask Powell. I tell him, you know, and I give everyone a chance. If you've got a better idea, we'll go with your idea. We'll mesh the both. I don't send him 10 questions to rehearse before he comes on.
This happened, actually.
No, but you know what?
We always go with the flow.
Right.
That's what I actually cherish about the show.
Yep. And that's the thing. And he knows that. And I give everybody, unless, you know, there's a lot of language or we're really insulting somebody, you're not going to get away with that. Now, men are passionate just like women. You slip some words, I don't care. But pretty much, I don't shackle anybody here. You can come on here, and most shows will not let you do that. I'm letting this gentleman give his opinion because I believe he's valid. I believe he's articulate, and he's authentic. And he knows what I told him offline here with people. And I do believe he's a loyal individual, or I wouldn't have him here. And I know a lot of people say, well, that doesn't matter. It matters to me. And this is my show with everybody involved. You all have a part of this. It might say Motivation Muscle, but Powell's got plenty to do with this show too. Because, see, I'm not foolish enough to think that I'm that great. Because I can tell you this, without Powell and the rest of our family associated here and our listeners, I'm nothing. All right? So I don't have a head like that, and I never will. And that's some of the stuff I'm just passing on here and there. If you're going to go after something, you got to go after it with full force, with ferocity, with urgency, all these things. And as we go into 2017, I can give you a list of what I want to do. I want 100,000 listeners next year. I want 5,000 downloads per show next year. I want to be on radio, because we have an opportunity right now. We're waiting to hear. As a radio station goes from a music format to a sports format, I've been contacted by the owners. I haven't said much about it because we haven't heard. If that happens, you wait and see what's going to happen to this show then. I'm setting up a radio network right now, and I could go on and on and on with things. So you don't think I've got big stuff going on in 17? Everybody listening to this today, the show between Powell and I, should grab whatever you love to do if you haven't done it and go start doing it right now. Okay, it's all yours, my friend.
I think the going back to what you said about doing what we love doing, because I think that's I have to admit that in 2016 I haven't been doing enough for myself, right? Enough for my body to actually recover. And it's a straight line to actually get injured, and then the injury can come, you know, when you least expect it. I actually was pretty numb. I didn't know why it happened, and that's the you could say maybe the guy is in shock, but the guy was just sitting there and thinking, "What the fuck just happened?"
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
It never should happen, because it was just impossible to happen, and it still happened. So, and I think it's there is a lot of truth there that you have to be smarter. You have to, you know, take a pause and sometimes scale down your training and just try to recover. And it's not just about muscle, but the whole system. I mean, the nervous system and the tendons as well. So, and it's, you know, and it popped where it was weakest, I guess. We learn, and it just makes me a better coach and better, you know, human being, I guess, because now I know something extra about myself.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting. I hope you'll do it too, is, I'd love to see you write something about recovery. You know, the life lessons you've done all these years, you know, the combat you've been in, everything, and now you've had a tear. And now you know, and you can advise people, say, hey, look, right or wrong, because you know something, you can't second guess yourself at this point. You can come up, I did the same thing. You come up with a million things, you know, why didn't I do this, or why did I do this, or what, you know something? It doesn't matter at this point. It's done. The thing that you can contribute so much to the whole training world is this. This is what I did. This is what I accomplished. I'm going to accomplish even more. But this is some of the things I feel I should have discovered, or I'm discovering now, on how to keep your body as healthy as you possibly can and not have these things. Now, these things just come out of the blue. Do you think, I remember when I lifted that big, huge stone, it's the same sound you heard. It sounded like a paper tear to me. I knew right away I tore that arm. I knew, and thank God I didn't try to be an asshole and muscle it up to my shoulder. When I got it halfway up, I dropped it, all right? Because if I didn't, who knows what would have happened then. Now, with your skill and your knowledge base, obviously you could do something about the whole restorative process. But I'll tell you right now, and I don't know how much you use it or not, I'm a firm believer either before an injury or after an injury, whether you do them with bands, whether you do them against rods in the power rack, whatever it is, I would start using a power rack, and I would take those ligaments and tendons and muscle and turn that shit into the hardest steel you could ever manufacture within your body, your structural, your central nervous system, everything, because, you know, we're doing a lot of that, and I've always done it. That's why I was so shocked when I blew the arm. But I will tell you this, pal, and I've gotten this argument with many people. I was never I did biceps, but I was always a guy that believed the smaller muscles follow the bigger. Well, yeah. I still believe that to a point, but I also believe you need direct arm work, especially if you're doing a lot of stone lifting, because we know the bicep absorbs so much hit, we don't think about it, that it's a very easy muscle to tear. Now I do direct work to the bicep, and I believe that you should do that. And people argue that with me all the time. Well, I'm here to tell you, tear an arm, then you're going to think different about what I said to you. I'm just trying to give people things that I have dealt with, still deal with, and want to improve upon. And two of those areas that when you get a tear, a bicep tear, that I believe in, you should take full advantage of learning how to use a power rack properly, whether you use the bands within it. You can attach bands to your feet, wrap them around the bar. You can press like that, whatever you want to do. I use bungee cords in the rack. I'll make an X in the rack. When I come up off the rods, I'll hit that X. I'll try to hold it for as long as I can, or it'll slingshot me right back to the rods. These are things that work the ligaments and tendons, and I would say to everybody out there, you should learn how to do this, because don't wait for an injury to happen. But if it should happen, get in that rack and strengthen the hell out of it. Because in my opinion, there's nothing out there that will strengthen those areas like doing the movements off the pins into something that's going to stop you and make you bear down right into it. So go ahead and take it. I mean, that stuff that I feel is very pertinent, especially with an injury you got. There's, I'll tell you one thing. There's nothing like the science of using a rack, because not only will it make you stronger in all those areas, you'll be functionally different. And I'll tell you right now, whether you want to put mass on or not, you'll be dense in places you never thought you could be dense. So take it away. Take it.
Yeah. I'm probably going to be using the resistant bands to start with, and then I go over to regular dumbbells really. And then to club bells.
Yep.
Because I still see, look at club bells as a major, recovery and recovery tool as well. So especially when we're talking about supination of a wrist and an elbow, right?
Yeah,
so that's it's gonna help cheat loads. So I'm most concerned really about the extension, because I got the message that I shouldn't really stretch out the tendon first couple of months.
No.
So so that, you know, the screws which are on in the forearm, they gonna kind of, you know, grow into the bone, and so we don't want to, you know, fuck it up again.
No. Hey, dude, you don't want to go in and have to get a second surgery on that. You're gonna be screwed.
No, that's not gonna happen. But one of my students, she's gonna make me the plastic brace, so I can, you know, wear it and train with it.
Yeah.
So and I can adjust the angle of the elbow on the brace. So it's like a thermoplastic material.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be fun. You know, I have two doctors in my team as well. So they're gonna be taking care of me really good. One of the girls, she said, you know, it was long time ago. I was working with a scalpel, so I can remove your your stings next week. So probably gonna do it while we train or something like that. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Hey, look, you got an opportunity now to get better, and I know you're that type of guy where you want it. And I'll tell you right now, I'll put the offer to you right out on the radio. If you ever have access to a rack, you let me know. I would be more than happy to help you out with doing some smoke and ligament tendon work if you ever want to get into that. So the offer's there for you, my friend. We got about 5 minutes left. 2017. What's on your mind? Where do you want to go with some things? You know, you don't have to get as personal as you want with it. I'm going to lay a few out, and obviously we'll wind the show up, and we'll get you on in January of next month, obviously.
I think 2017, I know it's going to be better than 2016, because 2016 was, you know, just busy. But I think we have so many things lined up for 2017. One of the things is Madrid. We're going to be doing first certification in Spain.
We're
going to go to Spain in June 2017 with my friend Paul Gray. We're going to start up the network in Spain, which is a big thing for me because we have already Norway, we have Poland, a couple of places, and we have England, Scotland as well.
Nice.
So family is going to grow, which is a great thing. I have a pretty interesting workshop in February in Poland. So we're going to be doing the saber work. Yep. I mean, I'm designing the Bulava program, you know, the short mace program to suit the saber, the Polish saber style. So we're going to be doing 2 days with one of the most known guys in Poland in the saber fighting as well, which is a big thing for me because I'm Polish, you know, and Huzar saber is one of the best weapons out there, the cutting weapons. So this is going to be really, really interesting. And then we're doing certification in Poland and in Norway next year, plus like 1 week escape to the Polish mountains with our students, which is I hope at least it's going to happen, this escape. And then we're going to be working with the mostly bodyweight stuff, I imagine. So it's going to be a good year.
Yeah. I hope when I get over there, I get to see you too. I'd love to be able to come over as I was telling Martin Janzik, I'd like to be in a financial position where I could stay over in Scotland for a month. Because then I could do some traveling, I could meet some people. I mean, and he wants to really train me on stones, and I really want to learn some pointers from a guy like him. Obviously, give me the ability to get around and see some of you folks, or we could meet somewhere that would be in the middle. It would be a lot of fun. I'd love to come and just play around with knives with you and stuff. I'd love to learn some of that from you. But everything, like I said, is dependent. We're going to build this place and grow it, and that's the way it is. I look at 17 right now. I look at us, we are ready to blow wide open, and it's just Motivation Muscle, the whole company. The best way I can picture it and give everybody a visual is this: picture a snowball that starts on the highest peak of a mountain and it's going downward. It gets bigger and bigger, more momentum, and what happens is this company has taken on its own personality. Forget about just mine. It's a runaway now, and I can't stop it, nor do I want to stop it. I'm a participant, and I'm the leader of the band, so to speak, here. But it's an incredible feeling to see your work just start getting bigger and bigger and growing, and people talking to you about it and the interest. I thank everybody for that. And, Powell, I want to thank you for being on this year in 2016, your contributions. You're a hell of a guy, man, and, you know, I'm pulling for you all the way with that arm. I told him offline, and I say it, I don't care. I've been saying prayers for Powell every night. He's in my prayers. It's very important because whatever you believe or not believe in, if you have no faith in things, you're a dead man. You're dead. And I'm going to get into a lot more of that next year because you know what? Everybody loves to talk about the spiritual end, and you can call it whatever you want. But if your spirit's dead, you go along right with it. So when we have these things that he's going through, I've gone through, everybody, the thing is, if you hear what he said and what I said, 2017 is going to be brighter than bright. Sunglasses won't even be able to stop the amount of sunshine that's going to be coming right in your eyes. It'll be blinding with all the great things that are here and coming. If there's anything else you want to say, Powell, if not, give out all your information. I'll give mine, and we'll sign off for 2016. You are the last show of the year, and I couldn't be happier, and we'll get ready for a big 2017, sir.
I'm really, really happy that you decided to make me the last one.
Yep.
I'm honored. Listen, I just have to thank you for the opportunity to actually be on the show, and I see that I'm honored to be one of the guys, you know, near the Steve Cotter and all the great guys you actually talk to. I'm really, really happy about it. One last thing you said about faith.
Yeah,
you can call it what you want, but you have to believe that the year is going to be better. But it's one more thing: you have to take action.
Yes, sir.
It's not only to believe and wait and wait for it to happen. It's just, you know, you go out there and do your share.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, and that's what I am. I am a believer, and I'm really spiritual human being. And but I'm still a doer, not the hoper.
Yep. No, you are. Look, here's a deal with everything. If you're not committed, and you're not going to have pit bull tenacity about everything, and you're not going to take that big word action, you can believe everything you want, and it might make you feel good, but you're still going to be sitting here in 2017 with the same aspirations that haven't happened. But go ahead. I'm sorry. It's just I had to say that. That's all.
No. That was about that. I mean, if you guys all the world listening to it, support Eric in what he does, because you know he changes the world. He makes an impact, and that's our wish, right? To make an impact, because
yes,
what else is important, really?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You make impact in your own way, and I'm doing it my own way. But you know, we can always get together in on the podcast and make it happen, right?
Yeah.
So that was the thought. Really.
Well, as I say, we are a big force, man. You know, it's one thing when we're out doing our stuff singular. But when we all join together, there's nobody will beat us out there. We are devastating, man. And we are going to bring a culture in here more so not like nothing the world's ever seen. I will drive this place until it kills me, literally. I don't care. I'm going to make this the biggest thing you've ever seen in your life. And everybody that's on here now and in the future, the people that are going to be coming in here, the people that are going to be listening, the people that are going to say, I'm on my last leg of hope, and I just heard Powell and Eric, and guess what? I want to join back up in it. I want to be part of them. This is what we're going to do. We are going to fire everything up. Go ahead. I'm done.
You fired up.
Yep.
That's and again, you know where to find me, right? So if you're going to be doing the shows next year, I'm really welcome to, really happy to contribute. And all of you guys, again, have a great 2017, and I'm proud to be one of the last persons on the show.
Oh, we're glad to have you on, brother. I mean, when I read the thing with the arm, that's why I reached right out to you, too, because been there. Know the feeling, know the mental thoughts, the whole thing. And I was like, being that you had that and everything, I said, well, let's talk about the end, and we'll really light them up with some 2017 stuff. Well, this is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7, the alpha male of radio, of course. Go out to motivationmuscle.com, download the free ebooks. They're both there. They're all yours. Just give us your email address. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Like I said, go out and just look at all the stuff Powell and I have done and everything else out there. There's nobody that's got a vault of information like that. And just think what it will be a year from now. It'll be unbelievable. Also, too, go out to Stitcher and iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. We would appreciate that. You know, we're all over internet radio. We're in directories all over. The biggest thing is AHA. All the new cars have the capability to get podcasting in it. Go out to AHA, bring Motivation Muscle into your car, and have a great day no matter what you're doing when you're listening to us. Also, too, I'll leave you. Well, if there's a show you'd like Powell and I to do, Fiorello Barba at NICAP.R.com. You can contact us. Anything that you have questions and you can't get a hold of him, you can send me Anthony, and I will forward everything that I have to Powell. So there is no problem here getting in touch with anybody, believe me. Also, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to say hello to them or give them some inspiration. 5 words will change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to be like me and you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, press it, push it, pull it, or you're going to lift some stones, turn them into dust, and as the great Hoos of Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Furr says, who's listening to the show from the beginning, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping through my speakers. We will say that till the day we sign off. Also, Frank Klein, the greatest business teacher in college I ever had. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, who was very instrumental in all of Motivation Muscle. We lost to cancer 2 years ago, was my chiropractor. Keep smiling, he would say to every patient he walked to the door. And John, Dad, Frank, I can't thank you enough for being the men that I learned so much from. You'll never be forgotten, and you'll always be mentioned. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. And most of all, tell 100 or more of your friends, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to kick it right in. Join our family. Join the revolution. Powell, Happy New Year, brother. As
Happy
I said,
year,
I appreciate all you've contributed to the show. I wish nothing but success for you in 2017, and I look forward to our partnership in 2017 here at Motivation and Muscle.
This is going to be awesome, my friend. This is going to be awesome. And a happy New Year for you as well.
Thank you,
happy.
Sir. Very much. Okay, so for Powell Veduto, this is Eric Fiorello. We will talk to you next year. And don't forget, as the great Les Brown said, you all have greatness, but we'll take it a little further. We believe in you, and we got your back. Not many people are going to say that anymore to you. Happy New Year, everybody. 2017's almost here, and we will talk to you soon. And thanks for listening. Have a great rest of the week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.